youth camp. So take note of that, June 12 and 13. And also, I would like to announce that again, we are looking forward to transfer to our own building April 12. Now I am putting pressure on the building committee. Okay, April 12. Okay, half of the worship hall. Okay, just half. We will use half of the worship hall, and then they will continue to build that. And hopefully by June or end of June, we'll start using the whole of our worship hall. Or perhaps on our 7th anniversary, on July, we will now use all the whole of the worship hall. But on April 12, just the half of the worship hall, so that you can lower down your expectation. But at least we will transfer. Don't worry, it's not a deception, kasi nakita ko na yung background ko, diba? Biglang beware of deception as I am announcing this. So, but still, that's true on April 12. That's an Easter Sunday. So since in our context nowadays, there are so many fake news. Are you familiar with that words, fake news? There were fake news around us, especially in the social media. Okay, so do not believe everything in the Facebook, Twitter account, or in any social media platform. Don't believe everything that is in there. To give you an example, when it comes to theology in the social media, I hope that you will not fall into this trap, okay? This fake news. They said that they found the skeleton of Goliath. If you can see that, that's really gigantic skeleton. And Goliath was just about 9 feet tall. Okay, so take note, it's a hoax. Okay, it's just a hoax. He's not a giant of the Jack and the Beanstalk giant. Okay, so it's a hoax. So watch out for fake news, because they will just put this out in your Facebook account, and some believe it, but it's just a hoax. Another deception when it comes to when we're talking about theology was regarding the King James Version controversy. The King James only controversy. Some say that other version, they take out verses. It's not true. The NIV, the ESV, the NLT, other versions, they did not take out verses, because when you look at the footnote, it's in the footnote. We call it textual criticism. Okay, so don't believe everything that you will see. So you can use any translation. It's good. But the important thing is you read your Bible. You read your Bible and use as many as translations as you can. Especially nowadays, you can go to BibleGateway.com and there's a lot of translations there. So you can understand what you are reading. So don't fall into that trap, because there are a lot of manuscripts that scholars are comparing. The older the manuscript was, that's much better for the scholars. That's why we have so many translations nowadays. So don't believe that. For other matters, there's a lot of fake news also. I'm sure you have encountered it because of the issue about ABS-CBN. Okay? Their CEO, Carlo Katigbak, there's a meme that says, because you know the issue, some of the issues where they are foreign-owned. So there's a meme that says that Carlo Katigbak, their CEO, said Netflix and YouTube are foreign-owned, so why are they being allowed in the Philippines? It's not true. Their CEO did not say these words, but as if it came from him. So that's fake news. So beware of fake news, especially in the social media. Now, who among you here received a text message or text messages that you won this X number of amount, and then text back 300 space, then put a number there? I think some of you received that, and when you do that, the 300 space, the number, you are actually passing load to that number, 300 pesos. The reason why I share this, because last Thursday, my wife received a text message that says, your number has granted, take note, it's in pounds, not peso. It's 1.5 million pounds. Yan, times 70 yata ang pounds, di ba? Parang dami nun. Send email to. Nagbigay ng email address. Well, if my wife will send her email, send email to this address, What do you think will happen? She will receive the money, right? Tama ba ako doon? No. It's phishing. We call it phishing. They're trying to get information and who knows what's next. What will happen to my wife? And perhaps some of you were deceived also, or you received such kind of text messages. So today, the warning is for us to beware of deception. Let's look at what the Word of God is saying about deception and how can we guard our heart against deception. I want you to understand that deception can be discerned. It can be discerned through divine insights. Okay? Deception can be discerned through divine insights, so therefore we must guard our heart against deception. Where can we learn this? From Joshua chapter 9. So please open your Bibles to Joshua chapter 9, verses 1 to 27. We will be studying the whole of chapter 9. For scripture reading, let's read Joshua chapter 9, verses 22 to 27. So may I invite all of you to please stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. Please read this in your Bible. Somehow the font was small in our screen, so please read it in your Bible. Joshua chapter 9, verses 22 to 27. Verse 22 in the English Standard Version. Joshua summoned them, and he said to them, the Gibeonites, "Why did you deceive us, saying we are very far from you, when you dwell among us? Now therefore you are cursed, and some of you shall never be anything but servants, cutters of woods, drawers of waters for the house of my God." They answered Joshua, "Because it was told to your servants for a certainty that the Lord your God had commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. So we feared greatly for our lives because of you and did this thing. And now, behold, we are in your hand. Whatever seems good and right in your sight to do to us, do it." So Joshua, he did this to them and delivered them out of the hand of the people of Israel, and they did not kill them. But Joshua made them that day cutters of wood, drawers of water for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord, to this day in the place that he should choose. May God be praised for the reading of his word. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, once again that we are here. We can celebrate together your goodness and your graciousness. Yes, Lord, perhaps we are scared of this virus, but Lord, we know, Lord God, that you can protect us. And especially, Lord, you are giving us the wisdom with all the precautionary measures that we need to make, Lord God. Help us, protect us, Lord God, from the virus. And today, Lord God, help us to understand what your word is saying to us regarding deception, that so that we might not fall into the trap of the deceiving people around us, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Please be seated. So we are studying this series entitled Rest in God's Faithfulness based on the book of Joshua. So we are studying basically the book of Joshua. Last week, we discussed about restoration, Joshua chapter 8. Remember in chapter 7, the Israelites, they suffered the consequence of Achan's sin. So when they tried to conquer Ai, they were defeated because there's sin in them. So they were defeated. And last week, Joshua chapter 8, we learned that the restoration of the Israelites, after they repented, God commanded them again to conquer Ai. So this time around, God turned their defeat into victory. So the same is true in our life, that God can turn our brokenness into something that is beautiful. Remember that brokenness is personal. It is painful. It's really painful. But it is also precious. If your mind still remember the broken vase that I showed to you last time around, the pot maker can make that broken clay into something that is beautiful clay. So the same is true with our God. He can turn our brokenness into something that is beautiful. Therefore, we must run to Jesus. We must recommit our love for Jesus, and we must realign our allegiance to Jesus. Because God can turn our brokenness into something that is beautiful. Now, moving on with the story from chapter 8 to chapter 9. By this time, all the people of the land, in the promised land, the Canaanites, they now heard what had happened in Jericho and Ai. So therefore, because they knew what is happening, they tried to unite themselves and fight the Israelites. Now, look at verse 1 of chapter 9. It says here, as soon as all the kings who were beyond the Jordan in the hill country and in the lowland, all along the coast of the great sea toward Lebanon, the Hittites, the Amorites, take note of these ites, Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites heard of this, they gathered together as one. What is their reason? To fight against Joshua and Israel. So all these kings, they allied themselves for one reason, to fight the Israelites, because they perceive that they cannot win. Given on themselves only, they could not win. So they allied themselves to battle against the Israelites without knowing that the battle is the Lord's. Definitely, Adonai Yahweh will always win against them. The battle is the Lord's. So the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites, actually they were defeated by God. All these ites, they were defeated by God. So that is the time for Joshua. Today, we are battling another ites. Did you know that? For them, they have the Canaanites, the Jebusites, the Hittites. But for us today, we have the websites. That's our problem, the websites. So because websites can deceive us, be very, very careful with the websites. It can deceive your mind. Pornography site can deceive you into thinking that you can find satisfaction in that website. But let me tell you, you will never, ever be satisfied with pornography. It only gives you an illusion, a fantasy, but it will never satisfy you. You will only be addicted to it, but there's no satisfaction. So be very, very careful with the websites in our time. Now, the Gibeonites. Okay? When the Gibeonites heard what God did to the Israelites in Egypt, and they knew actually the command of God as to what God wants for the Israelites to conquer the promised land. So we want to just lay down the context here so that we can understand. Why did the Gibeonites deceive, actually, the Israelites? Okay, to understand the context so that we know where they were coming from, please open your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 20. Because somehow they knew this. Because as what we have read a while ago in our scripture reading, they somehow quoted Moses. So they knew, actually, somehow this scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 20, starting with verse 10. Listen to the provision of God regarding the land that's distant from the promised land. Okay, distant land. Starting with verse 10 in Deuteronomy chapter 20, it says here, when you draw near to a city to fight against it, offer terms of peace to it. If it responds to you peaceably and it opens to you, then all the people who are found in it shall do forced labor for you and shall serve you. But if it makes no peace with you, but makes war against you, then you shall besiege it. And when the Lord your God gives it into your hand, you shall put all its males to the sword. But the women, the little ones, the livestock, everything else in the city, all its spoil, you shall take it as plunders for yourselves. And you shall enjoy the spoil of your enemies, which the Lord your God has given you. Verse 15, thus you shall do these things. This is for the cities that are very far from you, which are not cities of the nations here, referring to the promised land. The provision, if it is far from you, if they want to make peace with you, it's okay. They will become your slave. That's what is according to Deuteronomy chapter 20. Now, it seems that the Gibeonites, okay, the Gibeonites knew or they were familiar with this instruction. Because look at the deception, okay? The deception of the Gibeonites, of the Israelites. Look at verse 3. Here's the deception. Look at what happened in the narrative. But when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they, on their part, acted with cunning and went and made ready provisions. And look at what they did. And took worn-out sacks for their donkeys and wineskins, worn out and torn and mended with worn-out patch sandals on their feet and worn-out clothes. And all their provisions were dry and crumbly. The bread they were bringing, it's dry, crumbly. And then they went to Joshua in the camp at Gilgal and said to him and to the men of Israel, "We have come," look at what they said, "we have come from a distant country. So now make a covenant with us. We want to make peace with you." So the Gibeonites, they went to the Israelites' camp and they deceived them, pretending that they came from a distant land. That is why you will see there many times the mention of the word worn outs. Because the worn out socks, worn out wineskins, worn out sandals, worn out clothes, it's a picture because they were deceiving as if they traveled from afar. They were deceiving the Israelites. Kaya kailangan nila yon. It's a long journey before we got here, Joshua. Look at our clothes. It's now worn out. So they were really trying to deceive the Israelites. Now look at verse 7. Look at what the narrator said in verse 7. But the men of Israel said to the Hivites, but take note, at this point, the men of Israel, they do not know that they were Hivites. But this is what they said again. Now, the men of Israel said to the Hivites, so that we know who are these Gibeonites. Look again, verse 1, chapter 9, verse 1. It says there, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites. Hivites and the Jebusites. So, again, that moment, the Israelites did not know that they were Hivites. The Gibeonites were part of the Hivites. Now, after some explanation, which was a lie, because they were just trying to deceive the Israelites, sadly, Joshua and the Israelites, the leaders, fell to their deception. Look at verse 15, so we can see the story. Verse 15, Joshua. Sadly, they did not even ask God first. But look at verse 15. Joshua made peace with them and made a covenant with them to let them leave. And the leaders of the congregation swore to them. So it was Joshua and the leaders made peace with the Gibeonites. Now, deception. Deception was not only true then, because it is still true today. The world, our world today, is full of deceptive people. They're full of, these are the people who will try to deceive us for their gain, for their own gain. They want to gain something from us. So first, let's look at this spiritually speaking. Okay? I learned this from John Piper, from desiringgod.org. Here are the strategies of Satan against you. In other words, he will use deception, okay, for us to give in to temptation. Why? Because Satan lies and he is the father of lies. John 8:44. So I want you to know that Satan, being the deceiver, he always tells lies. He's the father of lies. And not only that, Satan blinds the minds of the unbelievers. He is deceiving the minds of the believers so that they could not see the beauty of the gospel. That is what Satan was doing. That's why sometimes it's hard for us, even though, can't you understand the beauty of the gospel? Other people, they could not see the beauty of the gospel because Satan was trying to deceive them. Now, for the believers, Satan masquerades in costumes of light and righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he can appear to become like an angel of light. Did you know that? He can deceive us. That is the reason why sometimes even believers, even Christians, give in to temptation. Why? Because Satan will put on a costume that is beautiful in our eyes. That's the reason why we give in to sin, because we see sin as something that is beautiful. Right? Siyempre, kung pangit tingin mo, hindi naman eh. But Satan was trying to put on a costume that is beautiful. And Satan, by the way, he also does signs and wonders. So be very, very careful. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. So be very, very careful with Satan. Now, from individual to the church, we all know that there's a lot of false teachings and false teachers around us. Now, for this very reason, this is why I want you to be rooted in God's Word. If you read God's Word, then you have the weapon against deception. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. These false teachers, they are using the Word of God as well, right? False teachers, they are also using God's Word. So, in order for you to know, what is he teaching? Is it right or wrong? Remember, Satan even uses God's Word against Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ countered it with the Word of God in its proper context. So we need the Word of God. On the practical side, why is it so many of us or so many people fall into the trap of those, you know, who are asking money and will give you promise that you will get a high interest? Have you heard that? That scheme? We call it networking. Although there's nothing wrong with MLM if it is a proper multi-level marketing. But there are people who just try to get your money and they will try to appeal to your greed. That's the problem. They will try to appeal to our greed. Hey, I will give you, if you give me this kind of amount, then I will give you this interest. Let me tell you, if the interest, if that is too good to be true, beware. Because even banks could not give that X amount of interest. Then, how can they give such interest to you? The danger of deception. Now, I saw a news, since we know the coronavirus, right? They said, it's a legit news. Okay? It's a legit news. It says that banknotes may be spreading coronavirus. And if you do some research, South Korea are now using that. They are trying to disinfect their money. Okay, so here's a legit news. Okay, banknotes, maybe, the World Health Organization says, maybe, okay, maybe spreading coronavirus. Okay, that's a legit news. Now, what if, along with the legit news, okay, I will post something. Okay, I will post something like this. Okay, here's a legit news. Then I will post this in my Facebook account. Coronavirus warning. I don't want to alarm anyone, because I received some insider information that the virus will soon spread rapidly. Remember, there's a legit news about the money, right? Now, the first means of contamination is money. Please handle all your money with gloves and place it in a Ziploc bag. Then put it in an envelope. Seal the envelope and mail it to me. And I will make sure that it will be destroyed. I am doing this for the good of public health. For your information, 1,000 bills, the 1,000 and the 500s, okay? The 1,000 bills, the blue bills and the yellow bills, the blue one and the yellow one, they are the most easily contaminated. But I will accept any denomination to help prevent the spread of the virus. Then I will put at the end, PM is the key. Just ask my address. Remember, there's a legit news. Now, here comes the deception, the fake news. But sadly, still, many will fall into this trap. Still, there are people who will fall into this trap. So in order for us not to fall into the trap of deception, remember that deception, it can be discerned. It can be discerned through divine insight. So therefore, we must guard our heart, okay, from deception. The problem is the Israelites, they failed to seek wisdom from the Lord. When the Gibeonites were there asking them or telling these stories to them, they did not seek counsel from the Lord. So for us to have a divine insight, we need to ask God for wisdom. Ask God. So how are we going to guard ourselves from deception? Ask God for wisdom. James chapter 1 verse 5 in the New Living Translation, it says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and He will give it to you. Ask for wisdom. Beloved, there's no shortcut if you want to gain divine insights. No shortcut. Almost every Sunday, I am telling you this, read your Bible. You pray. We need to be consistent with what we call spiritual disciplines. We need the wisdom of God so that we might not fall into the trap of deception. Ask wisdom. Ask wisdom. Pray for wisdom. Now, going back to the narrative from deception, now to the discovery of the deception. Look at the discovery of deception in verse 16. At the end of 3 days, so after three days, they had made a covenant with them. They heard that they were just their neighbors. They did not came from distant country, but they were just neighbors and that they lived among them. And the people of Israel set out and reached their cities on the third day. Here are the Hivites. Now their cities were Gibeon, Keripa, Beeroth, and Kiriath Yearim. Okay, so after 3 days, they saw that the Gibeonites, they were just deceiving them. They did not come from distant land, but they were just neighbors. Now, here's the dilemma of the Israelites. They could not easily break that covenant because they already made a covenant with them in the name of the Lord. So instead of breaking covenant with them, they just made the Gibeonites as slaves. They made them as slaves. Look at your Bibles in Joshua chapter 9, starting with verse 18. But the people of Israel did not attack them because the leaders of the congregation had sworn to them by the Lord, the God of Israel. Then all the congregation murmured against the leaders. But all the leaders said to all the congregation, we have sworn to them by the Lord, the God of Israel, and now we may not touch them. This we will do to them. Let them leave, lest wrath be upon us, because of the oath that we swore to them. And the leaders said to them, let them leave. So they became slaves, gatherers of wood, drawers of water for all the congregation, just as the leaders had said to them. So although they were neighbors or part of the promised land, but they already gave their word to the Gibeonites. Because that is the provision in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 11. Remember, if it responds to you peaceably and opens to you, then all the people who are found in it shall do forced labor for you. Now, the question here is that why did Israel continue to honor their words, their covenant with the Gibeonites, knowing that they were just deceived? They were just deceived. Now, the problem actually there is in verse 14. Again, remember, we need to ask God for wisdom. Look at verse 14. So the men, okay, after telling all these things, the Gibeonites telling them, the men took some of their provisions, but that's the problem. But they did not seek counsel from the Lord. So that is why I told you, ask wisdom from the Lord. We must have divine insight. Every day we make decisions, by the way, brothers and sisters, in your office, in your business, in school, we always make decisions. So we need to always ask God for wisdom. Now, in this situation, Norman Geisler said, why did they did not simply break their covenant with the Gibeonites? Norman Geisler, in his book, When Critics Ask, said, because they had bound themselves by their oath in the name of the Lord. They could not break the covenant they had made with the Gibeonites. Although the Gibeonites did become servants of the people of Israel, look at this, they were also a constant source of trouble throughout Israel's history. They suffered the consequence, the Israelites. So when making a decision in life, especially investment, there's this person who is trying to lure you to make investment, consult God. Ask for wisdom from the Lord. Guard your heart from deception. Let me share to you our own story. Sadly, medyo palpak, diba, na story. Like the Israelites, my wife and I were deceived into believing that our money could double easily. This was way back 2001. We were just newly married back then, 2001. We knew the person. They were not different from us. We knew the person, and they told us that they will give us a higher interest than what the bank is giving us. So first, we give 100,000. Remember, newly married, so may mga nakuha kaming pera. 100,000 muna. First 2 months, they give us interest. Okay to ah. Higher than the bank. Monthly interest. Sa banko, what? Less than 1% a year. Per annum pa yun. Ito parang hindi ko alam kung 10% pa nga ako sa amin yata, monthly. Whatever, or 5%. Monthly. First 2 months. Hindi ko alam, pinadama lang pala kami. Parang, oh. Tapos they now ask us, okay, do you want now to remove your capital or you want to continue? Siyempre, naka-receive ka ng for 2 months, siyempre, continue. And then I told my wife, let's put more money. Siyempre, di ba? So we put additional 200,000. So that's 300,000, 2001. Okay? So we thought that, oh, we will get more interest. But sadly, these people disappeared along with our money. Lo and behold, just like magic. They disappeared together with our money and we never saw them again. Even up to now, never saw them again. That's the problem. Once you discover the deception, it's too late. You're already there. It's too late. You just suffer the consequence. Suffer the consequence. We lost the money. 2001, 300,000, that's a big amount of money. Right? 2001. Now, for some of you, maybe you also have that kind of story. Perhaps some of you, it's not about money, but what about the betrayal of trust? From your friend, from your family members. You were being deceived by them. So, church, we need divine insight. So, we must ask God for wisdom. Guard your heart from deception. Ask God for wisdom and beware. Beware of deception. Beware of people. Okay, listen to this. Beware of people who appear to be sincere and truthful. Siyempre, hindi naman yan darating sa inyo ng magpapa-obvious. Okay? So beware of people who appear to be sincere and truthful, yet they have an ulterior motives. They were just simply telling you lies. Remember, who is the father of lies? The devil. So you need discernment. You need discernment. God will help you if you ask wisdom from Him. God will help you to discern these people who have ulterior motives. But you need to ask wisdom from Him. You need to beware of deception. Now, from deception to the discovery of the deception, now look at the dispense of the mercy and grace of Joshua to the Gibeonites. In verse 22, Joshua summoned them, the Gibeonites, and then he said to them, why did you deceive us now? Because he knew what had happened. Why did you deceive us? Why are you telling us that you are far from different country and yet you are just neighbors? We are just neighbors. Now therefore you are cursed and some of you shall never be anything but servants, meaning cutters of wood, drawers of water for the house of God. So Joshua summoned the Gibeonites. He made them know that now he knew their deception. Now listen to the response of the Gibeonites. Here's their response. Listen to this. They, the Gibeonites, answered Joshua, because it was told to your servants for a certainty that the Lord your God had commanded his servant Moses. So they knew. Deuteronomy 20. Okay? To give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. So we feared greatly for our lives because of you and did this thing. We deceived you because we feared from our lives. And now behold, we are in your hand. Look at what they said to Joshua. Now that you discovered all these things, our deception, Verse 25, "And now behold, we are in your hand. Whatever seems good and right in your sight to do to us, do it." Did you get what they said? Whatever, since you discovered all of these things, now Joshua, you are now free to do whatever you like to do to us. At this point, Joshua can order, okay, kill these men. Right? He can order because he can now, from their covenant, because it was now the Gibeonites were giving them permission. Okay? If you like to break that oath, that peace bond between us, it's up to you. Do whatever is right in your sight. Now, look at what Joshua did in verse 26 and 27. "So, he did this to them." Joshua did this to them and delivered them. Instead of killing them, he actually delivered them out of the hand of the people of Israel. Because by this time, all the people, they knew what the deception, and they want to actually kill the Gibeonites. But Joshua delivered them out of the hand of the people of Israel, and they did not kill them. Joshua made them that day of cutters of wood, or in other words, they became servants of the Israelites. Joshua dispensed mercy and grace to these people. They don't deserve it, right? They don't deserve. Because they just deceived the Israelites, so they don't deserve the forgiveness, the mercy, the grace of God. So in our context, when you have been deceived, when you're already there, when you have been deceived, part of guarding our heart from deception, and you're already there, choose to forgive. Choose to release mercy and grace, because we are, as children of God, as someone who already put your trust in Christ, we receive mercy and grace from the Lord. So therefore, we must also release mercy and grace. Beloved, all of us have been deceived by the devil. For that very reason, all have sinned and fallen short of God's standard. We offended God. We have sinned against our holy God. But here's the good news, church. Here's the good news. Listen to this carefully. God loved us at our worst. Did you know that? God loved us at our worst. Because the Bible says, God demonstrated His love for us that while we were still sinners, while we were still rebels, Christ died for us. That is how loving, how merciful, how gracious God is. But He is also just and righteous. For that reason, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price. Jesus Christ offered that perfect sacrifice. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So my friend, you can be forgiven. You can receive the mercy, the grace, and the love of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Here's the challenge for you, my friend. If you know deep inside your heart that you do not yet have a relationship with the Lord, put your trust in Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus. You can receive Christ right now. You can believe in Him right now. Ask Jesus to save you. Ask for forgiveness. Tell Him that you believe in Him and you want to receive His mercy, His love, and His grace. Now for us who are already saved, we receive His mercy, we receive His love, His grace, so we must also release mercy, love, and grace to those people who wronged us, to those people who deceived us. In our case, my wife and I chose to forgive. We knew the people who took our money. They already left the country. We knew where they are in the U.S., and probably that's the reason why I didn't get that U.S. visa. Baka magkita kami doon, singiling ko. So, but we chose to forgive. It's hard. It's not easy. It's hard to forgive. It's hard to forgive. Again, it's 300,000, 2001. Wala na eh, di ba? But choose to forgive. Guard your heart by forgiving. People, choose to forgive. Because if you do not forgive, It is like guarding yourself from the joy and from the peace. Let me tell you, it's not worth it, my dear brothers and sisters. It's not worth it if you will just let that anger, hatred, bitterness stay inside your heart. It's not worth it. The picture is like you are a prisoner of your own anger, prisoner of your own hatred, prisoner of your own bitterness. Choose to forgive. Let God heal your heart. Guard your heart from deception. Beware of people who appear to be sincere and truthful, yet they have ulterior motives. Strive to have a growing communion with the Lord. Ask for wisdom and validate such insights from spiritually mature people. So, church, find a mentor. Spiritual mentor, business mentor, investment mentor. No, if someone is asking you to invest, then look for someone who really know about investment. Ask them. Validate the wisdom. So I'm encouraging you to look for mentors in different areas of your life. So remember that deception can be discerned through divine insights. So therefore, you must guard your heart from deception. And how are we going to guard our heart from deception? First, ask wisdom from the Lord. ABC. Ask wisdom from the Lord. Beware of deception. And if you already have been deceived by people, choose to forgive. Choose to forgive. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, would you please give us wisdom? I don't know where my brothers and sisters are, perhaps in their time. They want to invest. They want to go into business. Or simply they were looking for another job. Or even in school, Lord God. Would you grant us the wisdom on what we need to do, Lord God, every day of our life? In every decision that we make, Lord, give us wisdom. Give us understanding. Give us the knowledge, Lord God. And for those of us who have been wronged, who have been deceived, not just by friends, sometimes not even our family members, Lord, help us to forgive. Heal our hearts. Heal us, Lord God, from the anger, from the bitterness, Lord God. Because we acknowledge that it's not easy, Lord God. It's not easy to forgive people who deceived us, people who took money from us. There's a betrayal of trust, Lord God. So, Lord, it's not easy. But with your help, Lord God, we know that we can do it through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. So, Father, I just commit to you, each one of us, that, Lord, it's not just about hearing your word, having knowledge about your word, but as we go, help us to apply what we have heard. Apply your word in our daily life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May I call on our ushers for our giving.